The Flin Flon Bombers have made good with the city, paying off several thousands of dollars in fees accrued by the team during the pandemic. The team and the city covered the fees as part of an agreement made in 2021, as discussed by Flin Flon City Council during the group's February 7 meeting. In March 2021, the city, under the previous iteration of City Council, and the Bombers reached an agreement to put about $27,500 in fees owed by the Bombers into abeyance. Those fees would not be forgiven, but the city would not take extra steps to collect unless one of several conditions were met. Those conditions included the deal needing to be paid if the Bombers were ever bought by an outside owner or ownership group, or if the Bombers made more than $100,000 in profit at the end of a season. The Bombers ticked the second box last season, when the team made a run to the SJHL final, played 8 home games at the Whitney Forum and ended the season with a net profit of just over $160,000, according to unaudited financial records shared at the team's annual general meeting in July. The shortage in funds was due in large part to the cancelled 2020 playoffs and the aborted 2020-21 season, where the Bombers hosted only one home game before COVID-19 forced the pause, and later cancellation, of the season. Revenues expected from a playoff run and a full season of play did not come in due to the cancellations, requiring a deal to be made with the city. "It's all been squared away and the Bombers have paid the city," said Councillor Mike Slip. Slip's wife Janice is currently the treasurer for the Bombers. The city also approved sending money to the Bombers to help fund their upcoming hockey night in the north, which will be held February 17. The game, with support from local sponsors including the city, will provide free admission for all fans coming to watch the Bombers take on the Battleford's North Stars, currently listed as the top junior A team in Canada.